a pleasant morning in the merry month of May, walking the fragrant meadows where the comber took his way, and viewing round about him whereas he did remain. At length he spied a fair maid upon the flowery plain. So cheerful was her countenance, and lovely to behold, she seemed as if that Venus fair was of the selfsame mold, and many a smirk and smile she gave, all in the meadows green. I could compare her unto none, but unto love's fair queen. At length she turned her smiling into a lovesick song, lamenting of her woeful chance, she stayed a maid so long. There's many that are younger than I that have been wed, yet still I fear that I shall die and keep my maidenhead. My father's rich and wealthy and hath no child but I, but still I want a husband to keep me company. My years are young and tender, and I am fair and tall, yet there is never a young man will comfort me at all. The blossoms of my beauty, I think, may well invite some bachelor of fortune good to take me for his right. For why I dare presume it, there's few doth me excel, as it is manifest and plain to all that know me well. How happy are those virgins all that in the city throng, for they have sweethearts plenty and none if single long, which makes me grieve so sadly that yet I am not sped. For in plain terms, to tell you true, I long for to be wed. This comber, he stood listening to hear her make such moan. His heart was sorely grieved to see her all alone. He quickly stepped unto her, and with a joyful cheer, quoth he, "Fair maid, I chanced your mournful song to hear. And now I'm come to ease you of all your grief and pain, for why I well can please you by whistling of a strain." Quoth she, "I long to hear it so well that you can play, then prithee go about it straight, because I hate delay." Then he pulled forth his whistle and played a note or two. The maid, she was so overjoyed, she knew not what to do, and well she was contented with him to bear a part. "A blessing," said this maiden fair, "light on this comber's heart." Quoth she, "I prithee tell me, where didst thou learn this game?" "It was a young brisk journeyman that made it for his dame, with which he oft did please her, as she to him did say, and charged him that he should not see the whistle made away. Then she did him desire one other tune to play, which made her so admire, she thus to him did say, of all the pleasures pleasant music that ever I did know. The comber's merry whistle shall for my money go. Oh, when shall we to meet again for pleasure and delight? At any time or season, by day or eke by night, then count me very slothful if that you send for me, whenas I fail to meet my dear. So take these kisses three.